This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The governor's office is in negotiations with Tesla regarding the plant to enter into a new contract. And my main argument is that Tesla is an incredibly overvalued company for what they make in profit versus the valuation of the company is way out of whack. Most of that is based on speculation. Historically, it's been based on speculation of Elon Musk as this sort of futuristic genius, someone that's going to bring, you know, it's all speculative on the future value of Tesla, of which we haven't seen. And we've certainly seen real indicators of the Tesla plant not working the way they said it was going to. Even the original plan to create solar panels, they have solar panels on top of the Tesla plant. Only problem, they weren't made by Tesla. They were manufactured in China. So we're seeing enough of these sort of broken promises and these sort of one shot, you know, this thing is going to save everything. It always coincides with a bunch of public money, a bunch of private profit. Anyone else, any regular person getting a deal like this, it would be farcical, right? But right now we're seeing it with the Tesla plant in my district, and no one should be happy about it. The fact of the matter is that the value of Tesla isn't tied to what they produce. It's directly tied to Elon Musk. So when he damages his own reputation and he goes off of the deep end, he hurts, you know, his business dramatically, and we're seeing that in real time.
I might not be wording this appropriately here, but how much does Tesla rely on whether it's state funding or county funding?
You mean specifically this Tesla plant?
Yes.
So aside from the billion-dollar plant, you also look at there is a separate $40 million fund that they're able to tap to invest in the plant further, a public fund. But here's the real kicker. You know, they're talking about jobs. A lot of the jobs that they are hiring for are data entry and AI-related jobs. They're not necessarily like plant or manufacturing adjacent. So, you know, even the argument that like, well, this facility is necessary because we're like, well, it's not necessarily the case. You know, you don't need a manufacturing facility for the types of jobs that are being put in the Tesla plant.
You just brought up a really good point too. Some of these jobs that are being listed are jobs, if I'm not mistaken, were part of major layoffs, not once, but twice within this facility alone. So is there concern that there's just going to be another sprawl back with losing employees or just massive layoffs because something's not working right inevitably with the company or the factory as a whole?
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course, worried about layoffs, especially with, you know, again, speculative industry. You know, like you want to shoot for the stars, certainly. And you want to, you know, you want to be a part of the latest advancements, but you don't want to just throw, you know, public money at it and chase things. That's how you end up with, you know, wasted, you know, and just a boondoggle of a money pit. Like it's just how, you know, I read the article that it was, that you're referring to, and Senator Ryan had referred to it as like our version of the monorail in The Simpsons. I don't know if you remember that episode, but like certainly taps right into that, right? Like someone comes to town, you know, sells you that this is going to be the most dynamic, special thing in the world, and you throw public money at it, and it's a farce. You know, like, I'm glad that there's jobs there. We have to work within, well, like, we've already gone down this path. We can't just close the plant. But we have to be really serious about our expectations, and we got to stop letting billionaires off the hook.
And just to kind of wrap things up here, what would you like to see to be the end result out of this?
I mean, because we can't go backwards, you know, I would like to see actual manufacturing jobs, like real robust manufacturing jobs. And I would certainly like to see my constituents benefit from that. I know a ton of people in Buffalo. I know a ton of people in South Buffalo where the plant is located. You know what I don't know? Many people who work at Tesla. That's what I would like to change. I would certainly like to see the real benefit to my community and my district in jobs. And, you know, and real economic growth, which we haven't really seen.